Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And you and I both had the pleasure of seeing Erica Murray's new play, well, new to the United States anyway. She's from Ireland, The Loved Ones, at the Irish Classical Theatre Company. We'd been there the opening, and we were there for the closing because the playwright came over with her family, did a talk back with the audience. I sometimes so enjoy seeing a play a second time.
Oh, it's wonderful. You can then really concentrate on the characters. There's no part of your brain has to worry about what's happening next. You know where it's going. And it was so delicious to listen to all the accents that these actors really worked hard to create.
Yeah, the sound of the show is beautiful. And I read people, I've seen Wicked 40 times. And I'm thinking, well, that means you're not seeing other plays. And I'm kind of obliged to see as many different things, or you're focusing on one type of theater that you like. And I see plays frequently for a change of cast. How many Mama Roses have I seen? How many Noras have I seen? How many? And so forth. But to see the same cast again in the same production, for me, there's this magical moment just before and just as the first words of the performance are being spoken. With a magic key, they're unlocking a box, and I know what special thing, what special world I'm about to enter, what story I'm about to see. And it's just wonderful. It was Sunday at the Irish Classical Theatre Company for The Loved Ones by Erica Murray. But I also went back and saw again Scenes from a Marriage, the Ingmar Bergman play, over at Torn Space. So brilliantly performed, so unconventionally performed in that very handsome production.
Well, speaking of second bite at the apple, I went up to Niagara University for Terrence McNally's Mothers and Sons. I think they have a great season going. They have The Seagull coming up. They had A Doll's House in anticipation of A Doll's House Part 2. Niagara University is a great place to catch up on the classics that you may have seen once, or if never, this is your golden opportunity. Anyway, Mothers and Sons, very satisfying.
Well, Mothers and Sons, interestingly, I had quite a history with that play, because you may recall that we knew Terrence McNally and his husband Tom Curtihy quite well. In fact, Tom Curtihy performed our marriage ceremony. Terrence McNally was the witness at our wedding, but they invited us to the world premiere of Mothers and Sons with Tyne Daly at the Bucks County Playhouse, and to the opening night party with Tyne, and then to the opening night on Broadway, which was thrilling. There was a pre-show party, and Edie Windsor was also a guest at that party. And do you remember who that is?
Edie Windsor, yeah. A great activist for gay rights. She sued and the Supreme Court went her way.
She did. She sued because she was having to pay thousands of dollars in inheritance taxes for her many decade-long partner. And she said this is not equal protection of the law. And she sued and won before same-sex marriage was legal. But she was there. It was a very special evening that Tom Curtihy and Terrence McNally, the opening night of that very significant play, which I also admire that NU is doing. But it's fun also to see what becomes of the students in these drama programs everywhere. And recalling that the first time I ever saw Michael Wachowiak, now Michael Gilbert Wachowiak, was when he, as a student, staged Jonathan Tollin's play Twilight of the Golds, which had to do with a discovery had been made that you could know the sexual orientation of your child before it's born. And this gay character's own sister elects to terminate the pregnancy.
Yeah.
There's a little drama there, right? But students did it. And again, a handsome production. Nationally, I give you Michelle Ragusa. She's from that program. But it's the benefit of having so many rich theater programs in our region.
Well, we were talking about second bite at the apple for a lot of plays, but a new one for me, Goodnight Tyler, over at the Lorna C. Hill Theater at the Ujima Company. Very, very powerful play about a young man shot by the police and how everyone tries to claim his memory.
Claim his memory. There's also the political dimension. This is an African-American man and his mixed race family and chosen family and a local community activist. And it is a very unlikely sentimental comedy. The way in which comedy is deployed to be able to take us into the world of this most horrific story is artful, and under the direction of Curtis Lavelle, with Cordell Hopkins as Tyler and then Daniel Bills Warman as his best friend, keeping all of these dishes spinning till the very emotional conclusion of this play.
Very satisfying, wonderful structure to the play, I thought, and some fine acting. And you point out the comedy, a lot of situations that you just don't see coming.
Yeah, there's that culmination of the drinking game. Didn't see that coming, yeah. And so then it's on to Shays. We're already playing is The Wiz, the African-American spin on The Wizard of Oz, beloved from the 1970s. I do know it's interesting to recall that the original Wiz was André DeShields back in his boyhood. Did you remember that?
Well, now that you remind me, yes, I do. At the time, I thought, wow, who is this guy? And then kind of dropped off my radar until suddenly there he is in Hadestown.
Right, the grand old man of the theater. Well, Ain't Misbehavin', famous one, but he even worked in Buffalo. He worked for Drew Kahn when he had the Oasis Theater Company, played Willie Loman. It's still on his resume.
And you and I got to chat with him on this very show.
On this program, yes, one of those COVID interviews.
And I just loved it. When he came for the Zoom COVID interview, dressed to the nines.
Right. All the Broadway people did that.
Quick shout out to the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra and Hillman Opera down there at SUNY Fredonia. They put on a bang-up opera, La Traviata. And the only reason I'm mentioning it now is all my musical theater listeners. We love musicals. But if you've never been to a grand opera, give it a try. Give it a try.
Give it a try. Grand opera, the ballet, all that. All that storytelling. For Theater Talk on WBFO.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.